Welcome back to another episode of Navigating Postpartum with me, Jeray Williams. And if you're new here, thank you for tuning in. And I am so excited to have you. And if you don't know me, I'm Jeray Williams. I am a postpartum coach teaching new moms how to navigate and achieve balance in motherhood and also in womanhood so you can do it your way. But if you are one of my subscribers that are continuously listening, I truly appreciate it. You keep me going. And let's get into it today. So today's topic is how to become more intentional with planning. And I know this is a topic that I talk about frequently, but today I want to show you how you can do this, make it actionable. Because this year, my goal is to focus on being intentional about my planning. And since I've done this, it has changed my life, y'all. I am more productive. I'm not busy. I'm productive. So that means I'm getting tasks knocked off on my list that are heavy hitters for that day. So I'm like, it has to be done before I go to sleep, or it has to get done to do my next task for later on this week. It's just, y'all, it's so helpful. And today I want to talk about how you can become more intentional with planning and how it can help you too. And yes, so let's get started. So let me start with a bit of context to why I started to take planning more seriously. So right before the pandemic hit last a couple years back, I was just juggling too many things at once, y'all, between work. Like, I was teaching and my hours are long. I wake up at like 5 in the morning and won't get home till like 6 in the evening, 6, 7 o'clock, depending on the day. Then I had family. That's right before, that was like around the time I got married to my husband, and I also had personal goals. So it was just like me trying to juggle a lot of new roles in my life. And on top of it, I found myself getting stressed out because I felt like I wasn't doing enough. And when I felt like that, I just start questioning, like, okay, so what can I do different? So it was a point I had to start using my planners again and calendars to really get organized. Like, I'm already a planner, but I really had to go into detail, y'all. Like, I had to really map out my day-to-day task and make it realistic. So sometimes I know I used to put things that, just putting things on my list that just crossed my mind versus thinking about what could I actually get done that day and feel like I accomplished it. And so that's how it kind of shifted. And then when it happened, I ended up working from home. And so I started to get back to creating weekly schedules that reflected the tasks that I needed to do, such as being a wife, being an educator, and also for myself, like making sure that I'm working out, I'm eating healthy, and I'm doing things that I enjoy, and, you know, to continue to develop my friendships as well. I also made it a goal to always look over my month ahead of time so I can look back and see, okay, what is something that's going on that month, and then what's going on in that week. And I had to start putting notes in my phone and reminders. And that kind of fast forward to today. Like, now I'm meeting weekly with my husband. Like, we're doing a budget meeting. We're doing meal planning, meal prep ideas. We are talking about what's going on for the upcoming week. What's something we need to look at moving forward and looking at our vision and our goals. And just being intentional there has showed up so different for us. And if you want me to get more into it, I can make another video about what really changed since I've been, like, going into deep detail. Like, y'all, I can tell you, like, from what happened during my fast to how our lives are shifting because we're being more intentional. But the reason why I say that is because organizing your time gives you clarity and control of your day. So it's not that you're just going through the motions and letting whatever happens. Like, no, you are taking charge. Like, okay, I know today this is how I'm going to use my time. And you're stewarding your time with excellence because you know what you want to do. So I even push you to start planning your to-do list the night before. Like, pick 3 to 5 things and say, this is what I'm going to do. But when you pick those 3 to 5 things, make sure that it's actionable. So for example, I know for me today, my goal was to record a podcast, do my yoga, make sure that I wash my hair, make sure that I'm updating our budget, that like tweaking it a little bit. Those are actionable that I can do. I won't be able to say, oh, you know, I'm going to declutter the whole closet if I know that that's not something that realistically I'm able to do right now. Y'all know I'm getting there in pregnancy and I'm just getting more tired, but I'm just doing what I can. And that's what's allowing me to give myself the grace and know that I am doing enough. And also just knowing that I did do something regardless of anything that happened to my day, I know I was productive. But when you do that, you want to have things that you reward yourself with when you complete those tasks. So I know for sometimes, say I complete a task and I do something that I enjoy. So if I'm reading a book or I'm going to do my crossword puzzle or I'm going to look on TikTok for a little bit or I'm going to just do whatever is going to fill me up as well. Because I know when we do tasks, it can take some of our energy. So you want to pour back into yourself as you're doing that. So I push you. Create your routine that reflects the different tasks you need to complete throughout the week. Look at your monthly calendar. So if you don't have a planner, I urge you to get one. I know I'm old school. I like to handwrite my stuff. But if you're digital, just make sure you have something that's going to keep track so that you are always in the knowing of what's going on in your life. You want to control it. Well, you can't control everything, but you want to be able to get ahead of the things that you can and know that is coming up. And create those reminders, even if you like to set alarms, if you like to set calendar reminders, all of those things, get into it. And have a system to place your reward for yourself, okay? Have a system in place to reward yourself for those tasks because it took a lot of brain energy and you planned it ahead of time. So celebrate yourself with the planning because even as a mom now, and soon to be a two, like I'm learning like planning is my thing. Like I really love it and I'm always trying to find ways to get better at planning. And it also just sets my family up for a better outcome. And even my husband is also planning things now too because it's kind of rubbing off on each other because he's like, okay, well, I thought about this and that. And I'm like, oh, cool. And it really makes me happy because I know that that's going to change our household in a way where we're not just surviving and running past each other. Like we're happy. We know what to expect. And yes, challenges come. But if you are planning intentionally, you could prepare for those things. So these are just a few things that help me stay organized and intentional planning, which is my goal of this year, and on track with my goals. So I urge you to start planning even for this week. Planning has also been a great way to stay motivated and keep myself accountable. And I want you to do the same. So I hope these tips are helpful and that you give planning a try. And if you listen to this podcast to the end, I want you to screenshot it and tag me in your story at Jeray.Williams on Instagram. And I would love to get to know you more. Thank you for tuning in. And until next time. And remember, it really can make a big difference in how you manage your life. Have a good one.